It's time for another Our Town Walkabout, brought to you by KRPR, Classic Rock Without the Talk, and KSMQ Public Television.
I'm Kathleen Harrington, president of the Rochester Area Chamber of Commerce.
Kathleen, there's a big crowd here right now. What is AM Espresso all about?
AM Espresso is a way for, in the mornings, where business people, members of the chamber, nonprofits get together to support one another, to exchange business cards, to talk about their products and services and needs, share that with each other. It's about community.
I'm with Dale Covington, and we're going to talk about why he loves AM Espresso. Do you often come to the AM Espressos?
Yes, I come to everyone.
So what are some things that you recommend to people when they come do AM Espresso? Obviously bring a business card, right?
Right.
Okay.
And just talk to people.
Get to talking.
Get to talking, which I love to do. But everybody here, I think, is very energetic, and it's motivating to get to meet people who are very active in the business community.
United Way was spotlighted for the AM Espresso.
Yes.
And
delighted to host.
So what did you share that was important right now?
Well, United Way is it's a community change organization that fights for the education, health, and financial stability of every person in our community. This morning, AM Espresso was a great opportunity to share that with the business community.
Now, I noticed you all put a bunch of oranges in your mouth. What's up with that?
That's the United Way Orange Smile campaign. So as part of our annual campaign to create impact in our community, we've implemented an awareness campaign, which is the Orange Smile. We encourage people to dice up an orange and put a quarter orange in their mouth and smile for the camera and post it to social media and tag UW Orange Smile, and it'll be shared with all the others in the community.
I'm Danielle Teal with Our Town Walkabout at AM Espresso, and now I'm going to go get me some coffee.
Our Town, the show about Rochester. Funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.